After breakfast, students at Stevens Elementary gathered to take part in games promoting healthy foods, while Jeff Bridges and leaders from a number of Arkansas hunger relief organizations mingled with teachers and onlookers. Bridges spoke on behalf of the No Kid Hungry campaign, which coordinates funding and services with schools and looks for novel solutions like moving breakfast from before school to after the bell in the classroom when more students are present.
There is some resistance to it, you know. Some teachers were coming in and parents were coming in, and they were very concerned about the rugs. That what if there's milk spilled on the rugs, and what a terrible problem. Seems like we got to get our priorities straight, you know. Which is more important, a soiled rug or, you know, our kids' health and their education?
His long-term commitment is shared by members of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance. The nonprofit's executive director, Kathy Webb, says data shows clear benefits and long-term savings linked with providing breakfast for school children.
You can make a very compelling case to our congressmen, to legislators of whatever party, to show, look, we have facts, and for a very small amount of money, we can avoid a lot of future dollars spent on corrections, health care costs, and things like that.
The principal of Stevens Elementary, Sharon Brooks, says her experience mirrors what studies pointed to by Webb and the public-private partnership of No Kid Hungry conclude.
One thing that really struck me first off as a principal is there were less discipline problems in the morning.
Brooks says the school, which has between a 96 and 98% poverty rate, has now served breakfast after the bell in the classroom for 3 years with encouraging results.
Trying to teach math and reading and all that. It's hard to do that when you're sitting there hungry, or some kids who may not have had meal the day before. Many students, two meals a day at school is for many of our students may be all that they have. It's hard to try to read and get the main idea when you're sitting there and your stomach is growling and you're hungry and it's not your fault that you didn't get to school to get your breakfast.
Arkansas is second in the nation in food insecurity. Figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show nearly 24% of the state's children facing uncertainty at mealtime. But Bridges sees a reason for optimism.
You're leading. Number one state in the country for supplying low-income kids with summer meals, which is so important because a lot of these kids, you know, depend on school for their nutrition. And when school's out, so is the chow.
Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.